J-Rockers Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. This is the J-Rock Sessions.
Hello and welcome to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. This show is all about the Japanese rock music scene.
We tell you all about what it's like being a rock band too.
I'm Yohei Kawakami, the singer of a Japanese rock band called Alexandros.
Hi, and I'm Hiro and I play the bass. So this week we're going to play our new song and we'll also take a look at the latest rock chart.
You're listening to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. If you've ever wanted to know what happens backstage with the band, this is the perfect show for you.
And you want to find out about the latest J-Rock news? We've got you covered, and you can ask us a question about music, about the band, about a song, or just about anything.
Use the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros on Twitter, and we'll get your questions later in the show.
Hey, yo, hey,
and
man.
We've got a special guest tonight.
All right, looks good.
Guess who it is?
Hi, SBS Pop Asia. My name is Masato Kanai. 日本語でもいいかな?
もちろん。
Of course. 全然日本語で。We're going to be a translator and also.
はい、最 HY ボーカルの新里秀樹です。よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Okay, we've got a special guest tonight. His name is Mr. Hide.
Yes.
From a band called HY.
HY.
And they're from Okinawa.
Yes.
Yes. And also Masato Kanai from a band called Big Mama, who's our label mate.
Yeah, they're actually. Like brothers.
Yeah, they're older than me.
yeah, not sure about that, but let's forget about the age for a while.
And they're going to do a collaboration tonight.
Yes.
In a single. What's the title of the song?
Synchronicity.
So when is it going to be released?
7月6日ですね。
7月6日。Oh, so it's already released.
Oh, so it's released on the 6th of July.
That's cool.
Congratulations. おめでとうございます。
So hopefully maybe they're going to play in a big concert like in the festival maybe?
なかなか同じイベントに立つ機会はないから、あの、9月に東京と名古屋と大阪とあと沖縄。
沖縄
のツアーがあって、その4本にあの向けていい準備をしてます。
Wow. Okay, so it's a collaboration album with Big Mama and HY, and they're planning a tour starting in September, visiting Tokyo, Osaka, Nagoya, and Okinawa. So you guys should check
that
out.
That's gonna be really special.
Yeah.
So I might ask them a question about like how was it hard to do a collaboration?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm sure that Mr. Hide lives in Okinawa right now, and Masato-san lives in Tokyo. Was it really hard for you guys to like do like recording in the same place like in Okinawa?
一緒にミーティングをした時に、じゃあ曲を作ろうって、ヒデが沖縄でしか見れない景色があって歌詞があって沖縄でしか書けない曲があるよ。じゃあ沖縄合宿しようって言って、向こうの空港着いたらすげえ曇ってて、むしろ寒くて。でも一緒に沖縄合宿にいたら。あのやっぱり東京っていろんなものがすごくたくさんあって情報量が多いけど沖縄に行ったらすごい何にもなくて自分と向き合う時間がすごく増えてあの改めて自分の好きなものとか自分を見つめ直すきっかけになったしあの他のバンドと一緒に曲を作ることはより自分たちを知ることになったのが大変なことが多いよりも得たものがすごく大きかったです。
Masato went to Okinawa for a meeting. Mr. Hide told him, you can see so many things in Okinawa that you can't see in Tokyo.
Right.
So he was really expecting for that kind of thing. But when he arrived in Okinawa, the weather was really cloudy. So he was like, cold. Oh, it's kind of same thing as Tokyo. That was a funny story. But he learned so many things that he can't earn by like writing songs by himself. Really good experience to do this collaboration with some other band,
right?
Especially in some other place other than Tokyo. So I'm really kind of jealous about what he's talking about.
Okay. Now I have a question to Mr. Hide. How was it collaborating with Big Mama?
Big Mama のライブをこうコラボレーションする前に見に行ったんですよ。したら HY とすごくリンクするものがあって、それはあの。やっぱファンのみんなをすごく大切にしてるのと、あと演奏しててこう仲間同士で、メンバー同士で目を合わせてやってる姿、そのチームワークにすごく惹かれて、これは HY も大切にしていることだなってすごくそこでシンクロしたので、あ、ビッグママとは素敵な曲作っていけそうだって思いましたね。
Okay, so Mr. Hide found many things in common between HY and Big Mama. And once Hide went to Masato's gig, he felt that Big Mama takes good care of their fans, have some fun times with them, and takes care of themselves as members. That's what he thought, a common thing.
They look at each other when...
Yeah, so he found a bond or like a link between H1 and Big Mama. And so he was sure that he could make a great song with Big
Mama. Yeah, I mean, like, so it's a collaboration, but I could say, I mean, like, they could say that it's like one band.
Yeah, you could
say
that.
It's like, you know, two bands at the same time, but like, they got like, you know, so many members, but I think this collaboration worked out really well.
It's like melting together.
Exactly.
As one band, so.
Well, that's a really good experience.
Yeah, that means they've succeeded on doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for having you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You're listening to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia.
From her August single, Nao Naoe is confirmed to be the Japanese theme song for the upcoming movie, The Legend of Tarzan.
Yes, it's gonna be the second track on the single, and the movie will hit the theaters in Japan this weekend on July 30th. Mm-hmm. But I think the movie is already out in Australia.
Oh, really? Okay.
Has anyone seen it? This movie from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Hollywood, guys.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
This movie is from Hollywood. But you suddenly sound
song,
like, you know, English.
We've wrote a song for a Hollywood movie, man. Uh-huh. That's like my dream.
Oh, yeah.
Dream coming true, man. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You must be glad.
I'm so glad. I'm so, like, overwhelmed.
Okay.
Yes. Well, you want to explain this movie?
Okay, here's a note from staff.
Exactly.
This one is directed by David Yates.
Yes.
With Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes.
And Rory J. Saper. Christian Stevens. Christoph Waltz. Tarzan, having acclimated to life in London, is called back to his former home in the jungle to investigate the activities mining encampment.
Exactly. So...
those vocabularies are pretty hard.
I know, it's really hard. So, like, you know, when people heard this word called Tarzan, all they think is this man with this underwear kind of thing.
Okay.
Just walks around, fights with the gorillas and everything. But this new Tarzan is about a man who went back to his own country, which is UK.
Well, yeah.
England.
Yeah.
And then again goes back to Africa.
Right.
And rescue his wife.
Yes.
So it's like this Tarzan can speak English.
Yeah.
And he's really smart.
Yeah.
And he's got this rank in his country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he grew up in the jungle, so he couldn't speak English at all when he met his wife in the jungle. But he learned all those languages in England, and he's in a good position, right?
Exactly.
Politically?
Exactly.
Yeah, so on.
Yeah, he's rich.
Yeah.
Why does he have to go back to Africa? That's going to be a big, mega hit this summer. And also, Samuel L. Jackson will be starring too. And you should really check it out.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Yeah, he's a really good actor. And our song will be in the movie.
Yeah.
Not in Australia, sadly.
That sucks.
That sucks, but you know, please, please, please.
Yeah, you guys should all come over to Japan and watch it.
Or maybe watch our YouTube. I think we're going to make some movie for this. Mm-hmm. So, it's really good. We're Alexandros, and you're on SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions. Tweet us if you've got a request at the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros.
So, the director of The Legend of Tarzan, Mr. David Yates, gave us a comment about the song.
Mm-hmm. Super honored. Wow. And comment from the director. Thank you, Alexandros, for this magnificent song for The Legend of Tarzan.
What's up with the voice, man?
It expresses the duality of the Tarzan character and offers a beautiful musical interpretation of his world. It is a perfect accompaniment to the story.
We're honored.
I'm honored.
Thank you so much.
And this Mr. David Yates will also be director of this Harry Potter.
Oh, really?
Yes. So he's going to be really famous from now on.
Okay.
Wow. And this Tarzan was played by an actor called Mr. Alexander Skarsgård, which is kind of similar to our name.
Oh,
Alexandros, Alexander. So we've got something in common.
All right.
All right.
Definitely do. If you haven't already done so, make sure to go check out the movie, though our song is only in Japan.
Yeah. It's a very good idea to come to Japan and watch this Tarzan.
Yes.
Actually, in Japan, this title is called Tarzan Reborn.
Yeah. I wonder why.
All right, let's check out this question from Dylan the Girl.
Hello.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor? My favorite ice cream flavor is from a shop called Baskin-Robbins.
Baskin-Robbins.
Yes, and this flavor is called Poppin' Shower. And maybe it's only in Japan.
Okay.
The color is... I think mint blue.
Okay. Does it taste like mint?
No, it doesn't taste like mint.
Oh.
Yes, it's like a green. It's like our artist's photograph.
Oh, okay.
And there's some small candies on it. And when you eat it, it pops in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Damn.
I always order this poppin' shower and a strawberry flavor at the same time. I make it double.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like strawberry.
You like strawberry?
Yeah, so much.
That's pretty cool. Me, it's either vanilla or chocolate chip.
That's very normal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
normal.
It's standard, but yeah, well, I like the standard.
Yeah, you can't do any mistakes for it.
Right, can't go wrong.
A popular ice cream flavor in New Zealand, Australia, and Japan that originated in New Zealand is Hokey Pokey. Oh, yes, this is really good.
What is
Hokey
it?
Pokey is a flavor of ice cream in New Zealand consisting of plain vanilla ice cream with small, solid lumps of honeycomb toffee. Yes.
Really?
It's really good. I mean, like, it's kind of caramel.
Okay.
But
caramel?
It tastes really good. It's kind of crispy. It tastes really good. Yes, Hokey Pokey. Yes, I love it. Yes.
Okay, I'll try it this summer then.
It's kind of sweet. Too sweet, maybe, for you.
Oh, really? Exactly. Okay.
The J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia.
So, let's introduce the latest J-Rock chart. Here is this week's latest rock single chart.
Let's count down.
Right.
Number 10, The Day by Pornography.
Okay.
Number 9, Love and Vice, Suchmos.
Oh, Suchmos.
Number 8, Noroi no Shananana and Goblin Scale by Seikimatsu. Number 7, Enrai by Mashimaro. Number 6, KSK by Daigo. Not just got married. Number 5, Sokomode Ria Janai by Yabai T-Shirts Yasan. What happened to Japanese rock music scene, man? What kind of name are there? Number 4, Shaki Shaki Shite Aru Busu no Shoujo by Gatrix Spin. Number 3, Lay Your Hands on Me by Boom Boom Satellites Westerku. Number 2, Umareta Ryu by Takahashi Yu. Number 1, High Voltage Dancer by Dish. This is SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
So let's answer another question from the listeners.
Oh, hi. My name is Yohei Kakami. Why do Japanese bands always name themselves so stupidly?
Well, because they are stupid.
Okay.
Okay, this one's from Forever Crew. You will be playing at Super Slipa in Taiwan.
Exactly.
It's a festival organized by Mayday.
Yes.
Do you know them?
Of course.
Of course we do. They are a really popular band in Taiwan, and I love them. Can't wait to see you and Mayday.
Well, I don't really know about them.
Yeah, we know their name, and we've heard that they are like a huge band in Taiwan.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're really looking forward to talk to them.
SBS Pop Asia, this is the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
Let's check out your tweets and email. Tell us what you want to hear on the program, too.
Let's read the first one. You can read it.
Okay. This one is from Matcha.
Matcha-san.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yes, we have a rainy season in Australia,
usually
around winter. Winter, which means summer here, so it's like around August. Come to Melbourne and experience four seasons in one day. Really? You can do that?
No, I don't think so. I'm sure she's telling a lie.
Uh-oh.
She's kidding us.
Uh-oh. Matcha, send us a message again.
Yeah.
It's true. All right, here is from Karen. If Hiro is reading, yes, I'm reading. I went to see Stone Roses in Manchester, and Mani's bass was marvelous. I bet it was. Yeah, I've seen Stone Roses in Korea like 3 years ago, and I heard Mani playing his bass, and it was awesome as well. Okay, and here is from Tao Lunagistics.
Hi.
Yohei.
Yep.
Could I name my cat 3 after yours? They already have first names, but no surname. Yours is Milk Kawakami, so mine would be... Adam, Alex, and Audi Kawakami.
Oh, that's kind of hard to call him.
Yeah. You should take a look at this message, man.
I guess
three cats?
So. Let's go Adam, Alex, and Audi Kawakami. Yeah, please do that. Yeah. Why don't you do that? Audi. She's kind of fast.
Audi.
Yeah.
Nice
she
car.
She seems fast. Yeah. I'm rich.
All right. So Yohei's saying yes.
Well, why don't you name her like Yohei or something? That'd be really easy to pronounce.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, hey. Yeah, like that.
And be like, what? Right.
What? No. I'm sure that cat would be really, really nice. SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. And that's the end of the show for this week. You can listen again on podcast at sbs.com.au/popasia or download the Pop Asia and get it there. Cheers.
I hope you can join us again.
This has been another SBS Pop Asia podcast. Download the free app for Android and iOS and tune in again. Wherever you are. Non-stop.